History repeats itself. Try and you'll succeed. Never doubt that you're the one and you will find your dreams. You're the best around.
Nothing gonna ever keep you down.
Thanks.
Hello, it's me, Guru Larry, and I'm starting here at the beginning of this podcast. What do I say?
Hi, Larry.
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, say whatever you want.
Okay, that's it, really. That's all I'm going to say. Hello, it's me.
Thanks for joining us, Larry.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to be here with you today.
Oh, thank you.
Recording from opposite ends of the time spectrum.
Ooh.
We're here in sunny Southern California, and you're joining us from across the pond, as they say.
Yes.
Right?
Very large pond. Not many ducks, though.
No.
Does anyone actually say across the pond, or is that just made up for television?
Oh, I think people get it from television and say it.
Ah, okay.
Are you in... You're in England, right?
I am, yes.
London or outside of...
West London, yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
And this is...
I was in London last year.
Ooh.
Sorry, Lars.
Yeah, I'm trying to start the show
at the same time as you.
Okay. is that the end of the conversation? I was in London last year.
Okay. Yeah, I was in London last year.
Oh, nice. Right,
okay. Moving on.
Well, that narrows it down, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's
like London's just one street. So.
Maybe we saw each other.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
You're from London? Do you know John?
Why? Well, I don't know John.
Yeah. Oh, London John. Everybody knows London John.
You know, John from London.
The chat is saying that they want to visit London, by the way. And people can access the live chat to these episodes, Joe, by going to what website?
Discord.t1podcast.com.
And what the hell show is this, Joe?
This is the first podcast brought to you by Lars and Joe and special guest Larry Bundy Jr. today.
A.K.A. Guru Larry. Thanks for being here.
Guru Larry.
Get your facts right, mate. Come on, this thing with all this amateurishness and you get my name wrong. Disgusting.
Sorry about that.
Apologies all around.
Oh, thank you. Everybody can think I'm a complete prick now when they first tune in. Don't know me. So.
Well,
I suppose that's alongside everybody who does know me and thinks I'm a prick.
I mean, I think everyone's going to know who you are because the name's going to be in the title anyway.
So okay.
Yeah, they're already
Would you like
know.
Us to post this as with Guru Larry or with Larry Bundy Jr.?
I don't mind. I think Guru Larry is probably what I'm more known on the internets.
Intrawebs.
Yeah.
Yes. The informational superhighway.
Speaking of the internet and all that stuff, can you tell the audience a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Well, my name is Larry Bundy or Guru Larry. I am on the YouTubes. And I do videos about funny anecdotes about the history of gaming and also facts and stuff like that as well. So, I do a series called Fact Hunt, which is just funny stories about gaming history, mostly stupid stuff.
Toby, stop barking. Now's not a good time. I'm recording.
Yeah, can you be quiet? Be quiet, Toby.
Toby, now's not a good time. Thank you. All right, sorry about that.
I require silence, Tony.
Tony.
Toby.
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 Although I do have a coworker named Tony from London.
Oh, really?
Oh, London Tony. Do you know London
Tony?
I know a London Anthony. That could be him.
All right,
His
Larry.
Wife delivers babies.
Larry.
Hello.
How'd you get into this business?
How did I get into what, YouTube or?
YouTube gaming, funny information stuff.
Well, it's just I've got a weird penchant for remembering weird stories people tell me. And I started just jotting them down after a while, and I thought it'd be quite a funny thing to do. Lots of things on them, really.
Why do you think people gravitate towards your content?
I don't know. Everything else on YouTube, shit, probably. And they just No, I don't know. I think people just like stories, to be honest. I think people like hearing stories, especially funny ones and stuff like that.
I think there's a lot of interesting gaming folklore that the genre or the medium itself has fascinating stories, and some of them aren't necessarily true. Some of them are, you know, a bit more urban legend-y. But
yes. There's quite a few. I'm actually doing a video soon about urban legends that are false.
Speaking of which, I was watching the Polybius documentary by Ahoy, and randomly, like in the middle of it, heard, oh, hey, there's this gravelly British voice, and it was Larry Bundy. I was very surprised to see you there.
Oh, thank you. Yes, no, he asked me to be on that a while ago, and I thought it was quite nice of him.
Yeah.
How long does it take to make one of your videos from start to finish?
Well, it's the scripts that are the real sort of time vampires and stuff. I sort of I like to do like collections of five relevant stories, you know, related stories in that. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I can sit on scripts like that for years. One of them, I was sitting on it for a good 10 years before I finished it.
Oh, so, wow, really?
So, yeah.
Which one was?
I think it was the very first one I did. Games You Never Knew had sequels.
Oh, I just watched that. Interesting. Okay.
Oh.
By the way, there were a couple of your videos. I was looking at your most popular ones.
Yes.
That I had actually seen before, like probably a couple years ago or something. I think the one with the virus built into the games.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
As well as the unfinished games.
Yes.
So I didn't know that was you. And then I was looking through your videos and I was like, oh, I know this one. I've seen this video a couple times.
Oh.
Good one.
It's one of those good old YouTube recommendations things.
Mm-hmm.
Is it? Yeah.
I don't know how I found it. I probably searched, like, I don't know. I just watched some video that took me to some other video, and that video.
Oh, yeah. The old paper trail of YouTube.
Yeah. I mean, I could go into my internet history and try to, if you need me to try to find out specifically how I got
don't
there.
Have to
but
do that, Joe.
Yeah. How many years ago was that?
I don't know. A long time ago, I have to find it.
We can move on from that, Joe.
No, I think we can go on to this. Let's have a look at your history.
Okay, all right. So I'm going to open up the internet history now. Let's see. Oh, it only goes back 30 days.
Oh, so, you just got out. Oh, damn. Just to stroke my ego as well. Damn.
Yeah.
Actually, I found it now. It was last April.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Anyway,
yeah,
Larry wanted to go on a little longer.
Oh, okay, I just wanted to be polite, really. I just want to carry on the conversation.
Nah, Larry, that's what I was doing.
Is this kind of like what you're going to be doing indefinitely, or do you have plans for your career or future imagination?
Being on other people's podcasts.
Yeah,
going to be on the Joan Rivers of YouTube, just going on other people's podcasts for the rest of my career. So. I mean, it's doing well at the moment, fact hunting that. I mean, it's the only reason it's not doing as well as it should do is because my lack of output, really. I should be more consistent. But, you know, I've had a couple of health problems. That's the problem with that. So, but I'm getting back to normal and stuff. So that should be better. But one of the main things I really want to do in the future is actually doing stuff like animation, sort of sketches and stuff like that. I've always wanted to do sort of comedy stuff.
Yeah, didn't you design stuff for really old video game things like the Action Replay back in the day?
I did. I did all the box art and stuff for stuff like things like that, and the game Oni, a couple of homebrew games.
Toby,
stuff.
Now's not a good
Tony
time.
The dog has been a real problem this episode, Joe.
Well, I'm not sure if it's because we're recording earlier than normal and he has a lot more energy. I did not anticipate Toby being such a loud barker this morning.
Oh yeah, it's super early over here. It's like 10:30 in the morning. Ugh, it's gross.
Aww.
Yuck.
Toby, no thank you.
Sorry about that.
It's the Toby podcast.
No. Well, Tony,
thanks for joining us. Yeah. Joining said discord.toby.com.
Maybe somebody should do a podcast with just some dog barking constantly. Yeah, well, it does.
By dogs, for dogs.
I could see like a prank podcast where it's like the joke is that like they'll get people on, but they'll have like a dog that's really like loud, and then it'll interrupt the interview, and it'll end up like canceling it at the end. Like it'll be like 5-minute episodes where it just goes to shit. I could see it.
Well, that's what we're doing.
Yeah, that's what I think. I thought you'd describe in this podcast then.
All right, guys. Well, I think we just have to reschedule.
Oh,
oh boy. Speaking of awkward moments to transition, by the way, Joe, I think we should talk about our sponsor.
Oh, that would be awkward.
Mint Mobile.
Mint Mobile is basically cell phone service that gets their service from T-Mobile, so you know it's reputable, good service. but they give it to you at a fraction of the price. Mint Mobile, they have plans starting out at just $15 a month, and that's with enough data to get you going. But if you want like a monstrous amount of data, and I'm not going to ask what you're doing with all that data, that's none of my business. And it's good data. That's going to be like $20-$30 a month. That's it.
If you fancy streaming porn on the go, go to Mint Mobile.
I wasn't going to go there, but yes, that is what...
I went ahead and looked
now
it up.
Now I'm making lose your sponsors.
$15 a month is equal to 11.82 pounds sterling for the UK listeners.
Jim Sterling.
It's completely useless to you guys because this is an American cell phone company, but still.
Oh, okay.
Mint.T1 podcast.
Yes?
.com.
Mint Mobile is a cell phone service that I actually use myself. I know this sounds like soulless shilling, but the truth is I'm a customer.
And it is.
I really like Mint Mobile because it has the same great service as T-Mobile, but it's cost ridiculously cheap. I think my plan is like $25 a month for cell phone service indefinitely. It's just, I've almost eliminated one of my monthly costs. It's really nice to get that out of the way. I really appreciate Mint Mobile, and I think you guys should check it out as well. Mint.T1podcast.com is the referral link for that. I, once again, highly recommend them.
Mint.T1podcast.com.
Okay, enough of that.
Toby uses Mint Mobile.
Yeah, Toby uses Mint Mobile.
He calls up his friends. He's like, hey, what's up, dog?
He sounds like a sprint dog to me.
He calls the gardeners, and he's like, hey, we need more bark.
Oh, boy.
Getting the bad ones out of the way.
Yeah, the one we've got at the moment is rather rough.
Oh, come on. Give a dog a bone.
Okay. Enough. Enough, guys. Right. Jesus.
This is getting a little furry.
Larry, I have a quick question for you, which was discussed before we got started. Ooh. Joe was curious if you've ever done an American accent.
Oh.
A little bit, I suppose. Hi there. How are you today?
Pretty good.
Oh, okay.
Could you say, I'm co-host Joe in an American accent?
Hi there, I'm co-host Joe.
That's pretty good.
You sounded like one of those older actors. Who is it?
For a brighter, whiter future.
Can you say, I'm Walt Disney and join us now for Frozen?
Hi, I'm Walt Disney. What was it?
Join us now for Frozen. I play Elsa.
Hi, I'm Walt Disney and join us now for Frozen. I play Elsa.
You just sound like you're Sean Connery.
That's really good. I sound like an old time actor. Like.
Oh, Sean Connery. Yeah. Oh, you know I'm that Sean Connery joke. You know? Yeah. Last night a book fell on my head. I can only blame myself.
Get it? The shelf. Get it?
Yeah. Lars, don't you do a really good British accent?
No, I don't.
I do.
Come on, give it a
try. I can't do a British accent for shit, dude. Are you kidding?
I'm from London, England. And hello, I'm British, and I'm from London, England.
I'm from London. I do a British accent.
Would you like a cup of tea?
Have you ever been to Garfunkel's?
No, I don't have them over here.
Oh, denied.
Well, when I was in London, I went to Garfunkel's, so I think you do have at least one.
Oh, okay, I've never heard of them before.
Oh, okay. I was just asking because it has the same name as a singer that I like, Garfunkel.
Larry, Simon. If people actually make their way out to the UK, what are some things that they should do that aren't like typical tourist traps that are highly recommended?
I don't know, just find the nearest airplane. Find the nearest airport, fuck off, back home, really. Shit out.
Wow. Okay.
No, I don't know. It depends what you're into, really. I mean, we've got
a country, Lars.
Yeah, we've got theme parks and stuff like that. We've got various landmarks that are boring. If you want to look at a couple of stones in a field, go to Stonehenge.
Oh, I was there.
Oh, okay. Was it exciting for you? And you're not allowed anywhere near the stones, are they? You have to look at them from a distance.
But yeah, I climbed on top of them and knocked them over by accident. Yeah. That was
oops.
Oh, oops. Dominoes, that was an oops for sure. I actually liked Stonehenge a lot. And then they have a museum where they... they dig up the bones, or they had somehow come up with like the fossils of one of the guys who built it. So they construct what he must have looked like. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure how accurate it was. It's like this like white looking guy. And I don't know if they just like whitewashed the Stonehenge builders or if he was actually white. That's just what I remember thinking. Like, was this guy actually white? I don't know.
Like, what are the chances? Saxons, they probably were. I mean, if it was built around Roman times, it could be any race, really.
I suppose.
It was like 10,000 years ago, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah, definitely would have been white then.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, that sounds about historically correct.
Mm. Oh, I don't know. That's just remember what I remember thinking at the time.
Okay.
Wow. That's a really interesting thought.
Thank you for contributing that, Joe. I appreciate
the accuracy of the race.
And there was also another Stonehenge. Well, there's another henge down the road they found not too long ago, and it was made out of wood.
Woodhenge?
As well. Yeah, Woodhenge, yeah.
Is that real?
Yes. They don't know if it's like a prototype or something, and obviously building something out of wood doesn't really last that long in the open field. But yeah, there was one down the road. But then again, it could be like loads of rival sort of worshipping things and building their own one.
Interesting. I had no idea that existed. I'm going to look that up.
Yes. It's not too far away. It's about three, four miles away.
So they never found it before? That seems really close to be like thousands of years ago by like, oh, we just noticed this one too.
Well, you don't really see it because the wood's long gone. They just found the holes where they used to be.
Oh, so, okay.
Because, yeah.
So, Toby, shut the fuck up. Toby, shut up.
Sorry, guys.
All right.
He might be just piecing in his knowledge for Stonehenge as well.
it's weird because, like, usually your dog is super chill, Joe. What's going on?
I know. Well, there's a lot of people. I think there's people walking by the house, and he's like, who are you? Who are you? Every time somebody walks by.
Keep away from my house.
Mm-hmm. Get away.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's technically polite because we're recording, and he doesn't want a lot of commotion. He's just causing a lot of it himself, but...
It's ironic.
Yeah. Okay, Larry, there was some confusion between me and Joe.
Is there?
When we were talking...
Well, I know. I could tell you're two different people.
But, like, there's, like, we were talking about how we were kind of confused because we weren't entirely sure what your relation is to Channel Awesome.
Well, I'm just there still. I don't think they've noticed I'm still there. You know, I'm a bit like Milton in Office Space. You know, they just sort of
yeah.
Just wait for them to give me back my stapler.
But what's your history with Channel Awesome?
Basically, Mike Michaud picked me up because he hates Screw Attack. Really, that's the main reason.
Okay.
They had a bit of beef in the past, and a couple of their other Screw Attack ex members like Kant and Tom and Benzai, they all recommended me to go on this site. And I did.
So do you show up in Channel Awesome videos or?
No. No. I don't think I've never been asked to be in one.
Okay, so you're just your name is associated?
Actually, I've been in one of the anniversary videos like 5 seconds saying I believe in Santa Christ.
Santa Christ.
Yeah. No, that's my claim to fame.
All right.
So do you you write for them?
No. No, I'm just there. I'm just there. Oh. That's it. I just sort of happen to be there.
Oh, so you don't really do anything for them?
But, well, they post my videos and I put up a new... Well, I have to remind them that I've put up a new video. But okay. Yeah, that's all they do, really. I'm a... I don't know what I'm called. I'm called a partner, maybe, or something on there. But I'm not one of the main team, even sort of... what's his name? Cinema Snob. He's like part of their group now. So okay. I am technically the last partner on there.
They've helped you grow on YouTube?
No. No, not really. No. I just happened to be on their site. I mean, most people just go, I didn't even know he was on there. And
yeah.
Here I am. And they still don't know. And I'm the one last fuck left on the site.
Because they don't know that you're still there.
No, yeah. Like I said, I'm the Milton of Office Space.
If we asked them, they'd probably be like, Larry, no, he's not here anymore.
Yeah.
Or they might find out that he's still on the payroll and try to correct it, though. Maybe we shouldn't.
You pushed me into the basement already. So.
All right.
Just lay low.
Yeah.
That's really funny. I'm still technically on the payroll for a talk show that I hosted 10 years ago.
Really?
It was, Conan. You know Conan? No, I was no, I'm just kidding. I was never
it's
on
a weird
Conan.
Joke to make.
No, it's not. Really weird. I don't know. I was going to go somewhere else with that, but I decided to cut my losses.
The Barbarian. I was on the Barbarian.
Conan the Barbarian.
I was on the Genghis Khan. You know Genghis Khan? He had a podcast. And I was,
oh, okay.
I was doing that for a while.
Funny stuff.
And he died, but the podcast is still around, and so I'm technically still there.
Okay, Joe. Thank you.
So tell us about Seven Sins.
Well, I never played it. It was Wes who done that video. Basically, it's an adult version of The Sims, really.
Oh, okay. Moving on.
There you go. So, yeah. Do you often ask questions at various speeds, then, do you?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes we'll just ask a quick question that lasts for literally 5 seconds, then we move right on. Yeah.
Here's a slow question.
Yeah, okay, so...
We should do an editing gag where we slow it down. like that.
Well, I'll actually slow it down. You don't need to do it right now.
But I was demonstrating audio.
Let's suppose that you were dropped into medieval Europe. And to answer the side questions, you wouldn't get sick. You could eat the food. You could speak the language. You know, none of the side stuff would get you down.
Yeah.
But the question is, how would you survive? What would you do? What kind of profession would you gravitate towards? How would you make a living?
I don't know. Witchfinder, really. Just go around accusing people of being witches and just being a massive cunt, really, to everybody.
Oh, be the accuser.
Yeah, just go around and put, he's a witch. I'll have them. Drown the
fucker, how do you make money off that?
Well, the villagers come around and say, oh, thank you for pointing out that person's a witch. I just thought they're a lovely old lady. Yeah, well, that's why I'm a witch hunter. You know, could have fooled you, eh? Now give me 500 quid.
Oh. Did quid exist back then?
I don't know. Yeah, give me 500 groats then.
Sure.
Which bag of gold.
Yeah, just give me a bag of gold.
Good. If you could bring one piece of knowledge back with you to help you out in that period, what would be your knowledge that you would bring back? Like a notebook where you could like write something down.
Oh, okay. It's not like a sports almanac or something.
No.
Oh, okay. I don't know. What sort of knowledge would you have to bring back from the past?
Maybe like an invention.
Oh, okay. Bring an invention from the past to the present.
No, the other way around. Like,
oh, okay. I'm a bit bloody useless, isn't it? Having a wheel.
Well, like, this is who won the horse race that day.
Oh, okay.
No, but
I don't know.
Maybe an almanac?
Yes. Yeah, all the medieval sports events.
Maybe you could bring back the knowledge that people should wash their hands.
Yes. Yeah, keep away from rats.
Yeah. That would actually change a lot, because apparently back in the day, they didn't think that you should wash your hands, and when the guy who said that you should wash your hands came out and, like, told people that, they, like, thought he was a heretic, and they ran him out of the profession.
Well, I also thought tomatoes were poisonous as well, didn't they? So,
yeah.
So much they knew.
So you're trying to get Larry arrested, because you said the guy that told them to wash their hands got, like, ran out of the town. You're like, Larry, you should tell them to wash their hands.
Yeah, but it would save society.
No, it wouldn't. I'd be killed.
Screw society? Yeah. Like, what about Larry?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess so. He is our guest. That's kind of rude of me. I understand.
Yeah.
Jeez. All right, Joe. Jesus.
Here's a ghost. I'm dropping him killed.
I have a question, Larry. What really happened to Princess Diana?
I don't know. She was killed. She was killed. I reckon it was paparazzi. Other people say it's the royal family's trying to offer, like Princess Grace. Was it a Monaco? She was killed in a car accident.
Drummerts from the chat is theorizing it was John Mulaney.
Who's that?
But he wasn't even born yet, was he?
I don't think so.
So that can't be right.
That was a pretty poor prediction, Drumarts. But if you wanted to join Drumarts and the other people who are tuning in live, how could they go ahead and do that, Joe?
Discord.t1podcast.com, where you can tune in live, listen to the live recordings, and also chat away and have us interact with you during the show.
Sponsored by Mint Mobile.
Yeah, and you can also do stuff like this. Hey, Larry?
Yes?
See, you can do that. You can say hello to the guest, and you
hello
can
to the guests.
Interact
hey,
with
Larry.
The guests. Sponsored by Mint Mobile.
Mint.t1podcast.com.
And speaking of our other sponsor, Joe, I think we should get into our final one.
Ooh, Squarespace.
Nord.t1podcast.com?
You said that like you were like really like nervous that you were going to get it wrong. You were going to die. Can you do that again?
Well, you must be thinking of NordVPN.
Yes, I am.
NordVPN offers you protection when you're doing things online that maybe you shouldn't be, maybe you should be. That's none of our business. But it will protect you from hackers, slackers, and whackers.
Yep.
If you want to learn more, go to nord.t1podcast.com. And if you do find yourself on the checkout screen, type in,
Joe got the bloody code wrong, so I edited this out. He'll get it right in a few seconds, don't worry.
Try that again, Joe.
Oh, was that bad?
No, you got the checkout code wrong.
Oh, was it the first podcast?
Here, I'll do it. Right. Jesus.
No, I can do it.
Okay, go ahead.
If you want to learn more about NordVPN, go to nord.t1podcast.com. And if you find yourself at the checkout screen, type in the first podcast. All one word, all lowercase. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but why would someone want to use NordVPN? And the answer to that is there's a lot of things going on in the modern internet that you would want to protect yourself from if you knew that they existed. And some of these you will be familiar with, such as the government tracking your data.
Mint Mobile knows all.
And some of them are a little bit more sketchy, such as your ISP throttling you once you've gone over an arbitrary limit, which I don't like. I think that's a really stupid thing that people do.
Or if you just want to watch The Office in French. We're not talking French dub The Office, we're talking Le Bureau.
Yeah, what if that's blocked in your country and you don't want to mess with sketchy plugins that don't work half the time? NordVPN's a good way to get around that. Also,
Toby, shut up. We're doing an ad read, Toby.
Toby, we're doing an ad read.
Toby, we're recommending VPN. Fuck's sake, dog.
Yeah. All right. NordVPN can help you get around that as well. And here's another thing. Let's say that you're at some sketchy, like, local Wi-Fi at you know, Burgers and More or something. Just, you know, you don't necessarily trust what they're doing with your data. NordVPN is a good way to get around that. The truth is, you need a VPN. The chat is suggesting NordVPN more like BoardVPN because it's so good you won't even realize it's running. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, running in the background all the time. You won't even know.
Nord.t1podcast.com for the contraception of your internet. Check a code THEFIRSTPODCAST at checkout for 75% off. That is it for the ads. The rest of this episode will be ad-free.
Don't be silly. Cover your willy.
Yeah. Okay, Joe. Go ahead and toss the next question out at him.
Yes.
All right. What's your favorite food?
I don't know. I think burgers probably. I'm boring like that.
No, favorite beer? Burgers are great.
Well, I like burgers.
I don't drink.
Oh, there you go.
I don't drink. No.
I had a burger when I was in London.
Oh, what did you have?
hamburger.
Okay, no, I mean, what did you, was it a particular brand or something? Like nope. McDonald's or something? Or?
Well, I might have had one of those too. I had it at a pub. Also, oh, at the pubs, I had fish and chips, I had nachos, I had like sandwiches.
Don't you guys pronounce it nachos in the UK?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Or Mexican crisps.
Mexican crisps.
Mexican crisps. That's funny. Do people call it that?
No, I just made it.
Okay.
Okay, I was going to say, because they're not even a Mexican dish. But
do you live, like, on the second, third floor? Like, do you take a lift up to the room?
No, I live in a house.
Okay, so no lift.
No.
Oh. Here we call them elevators.
But okay.
Thanks, Joe.
No, I figured we could do a segment on, like, the differences in how we say things.
In London, we call them floor risers.
What do you call an escalator? An escalator?
An escalator.
Whoa.
Is it the original name for it is like an automated stairwell or something?
That sounds much more official.
Mm. An automated stairwell. Like, please watch for the automated stairwell.
I don't like it.
You know, when I was in London, getting on the tube, as they call it.
Okay.
They have
that
a
before
voice.
Or after you had your burger?
That was, well, before and after. So this particular time must have been after.
Oh, okay.
And there's like a children's voice that comes over the loudspeaker and it's like, no, the tube
called,
is going to come. Or
that's
something
called a
like
woman.
That.
That's called a woman.
No, it was like a little kid's voice. And then I just like turn to some random person that's there looking all like a natural, like British person, like not like I'm a traveler. Mm. He was living there. So I figured like, oh, this is somebody to talk to who would know. And I was like, hey, is it always that little kid's voice? He's like, yeah, why? I was like, I don't know. I just feel like it's a kid talking. Like, I don't like, does he know what he's talking about? Like, how does he know? Where's his parents? Like, it just raises the questions. Like,
does it?
Yeah.
Does it?
All right.
Well, it's actually right, a normal person in there. They just like to fill the room with helium just to fuck with him. Really.
Oh, okay.
The chat is asking all sorts of British questions. Yes. Are you aware that there's a recording chat going on, by the way, Larry?
A recording chat? Oh, yes, I can see it, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all drum arts. Hello, drum arts.
Hi, drum arts.
Do your best Linkara impression. This is how I pay my bill.
Destroyed.
he just sounds like a cartoon duck. Hello, welcome to Atop the Fourth Wall. I'm Linkara.
I'll be sure to tag him in this episode. When
he's special guest next week.
What's a British show that you find underrated?
I don't know. I think most of them are at a good level of ratingness.
Okay.
They're rated appropriately?
Yes. I really like Chernobyl. I watched that. That was a really good show.
Oh, I hear that's good.
Very, very good. IMDb has voted it the highest rated show of all time.
Mm. The chat is noting that Love Island is apparently underrated. I'm going to go ahead and strongly disagree with that.
Yes, I hate that.
For people who don't know what Love Island is, by the way, I'm going to go ahead and explain. Just, okay, so imagine you put, like, a bunch of vapid D-list, quote-unquote, celebrities on an island together. Just imagine, like, the dumbest of the dumb, bottom-of-the-barrel people, and then have them all kind of, like, cheat on each other. It's dreadful. It's like, imagine the worst of American reality TV, and then just multiply it by like 1,000. It's oof.
That seems risky. Let me cheat on the person that I'm with somebody else in a close proximity, and we're all going to have to see each other in the near future.
Yeah, exactly.
That's risky.
Well, it's people who like their attention span's about 15 seconds, so they're just like, they get mad and then they just kind of move on. It's a very stupid show.
Drumart says it's lost, but we're fucking. I'll say it's lost, but sadly, nobody dies at the end.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah. Joe.
Yeah,
I think we should ask the question that's been on everyone's mind.
Oh, I know which one you're thinking of. Larry, what would be your useless superpower?
I don't know. Shall I just be cliche and just do the one for Mystery Men as well? That's just that I could turn invisible, but only when nobody's looking.
Yeah,
that's pretty useless.
No, no, no. It has to be original, though. And take your time.
Oh,
hello.
We lost Larry.
Larry? Oh, he's deep in thought. Okay.
He's meditating.
Larry! Oh no, Article 13 got to him. Larry!
I had him muted this whole time. That's a gag.
No, you didn't.
Except I didn't.
Yeah. Larry, blink twice if you can hear us.
I'm gonna move him to another channel and then move him back.
Okay. Sorry, guys. Larry!
Maybe he had something to attend to at his house.
Larry is down for the count at the moment. We can't hear him. Larry! Larry! So, guys, oh, he just signed off. I think his internet cut out, probably, most likely.
Well, this wouldn't happen if he was using NordVPN.
Exactly!
Hey, Larry.
Hello!
Alright, let's do a clap sync real quick.
Right, one, three, two,
three.
Two, one.
There you go.
Okay. When did you what was the last thing you heard?
It was a useless superpower.
But, oh, okay. Do you want us to give you a suggestion, by the way, of one?
Okay, then.
Okay, so some of the examples that we've come up with are the ability to seduce hats or infinite mustard.
The ability to break every bone in your body all at once.
Just stuff like that.
The ability to breathe while submerged under lava.
So you still can breathe. You're just going to die anyway.
Yeah.
So if you have any for us, we would appreciate that.
Ooh.
The ability to hold your breath for 25 minutes, but the oxygen doesn't go to your brain. Like, you're going to still run out of oxygen.
I have to have...
Does he no good?
Let me have a think. I honestly can't think of anything at the moment.
What about the ability to rob a bank with 1% more effectiveness?
1% more effectiveness.
Your odds are already pretty low.
I know, but it's still beneficial though, isn't it?
It's still pretty useless. Like, you still have to have the courage to go out and do it.
So your chances are go from like 2% to 3?
No, like 2 to 2.01%.
Oh, jeez.
2 to 3 would be like 50% more effectiveness.
Oh, no, the ability to open, to pull open doors that say push.
Okay.
That's kind of useless.
That's kind of playing God, though. That's kind of like disrupting the universe.
That would create a paradox.
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 No, that's a good one. That's a good useless superpower, because truth be told, I can't imagine a single useful moment that could come of it.
I don't know, somebody's standing in the doorway and you need to pull it.
Yeah, somebody's blocking it on the other side.
Doorway. You feel awkward pushing the door open, so you have to pull it.
So in like an action scenario where someone's like hostile towards you, I guess you can kind of get around them.
Yes. Well, slightly, they've got their back to you and you're slightly inconveniencing you.
Hey, Larry, that reminds me of this thing that happened at work. Tell me if I was in the wrong or in the right here. Somebody was blocking the doorway going to where I needed to go. And I walk like past, like I kind of like weasel past him. And he's like, you could say, excuse me next time. That was kind of rude. And I was like, I was rude. You're the one blocking the doorway.
Yeah, it's being inconsiderate.
Yeah, right?
You're not thinking of other people. So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, maybe I could have said, excuse me, but he could have not blocked the doorway.
You could have given him a hard shove. It's like, and then said it. And then said, excuse me.
It could have been a lot ruder.
Sorry, I didn't see you there.
Give him the Larry Bundy shove.
you do that one where you sort of thrust your stomach into him and that and say, oh, sorry, excuse, I didn't see you there.
I just move him next time.
Someone in the chat just suggested a useless superpower where you get to work for Channel Awesome. That's funny. John Mertz, you have redeemed yourself. Good job. Larry, would you mind taking a live question on air? We have a fellow Brit who would like to ask you something.
Oh, my God. There's another one?
Yeah, there's more than one of you.
There's another one of you wandering around in the country.
Oh, okay. Is it John?
It's Schlong.
Is it John?
Is it Tony?
Schlong, go ahead.
Okay.
Well, Tony's in the US.
Okay, hello, Larry.
That doesn't sound English. That's Irish.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Fucking lie to me. Come on this podcast and lie to me, bastard.
Oh, quietly.
Sorry.
I enjoy this.
You come on the podcast, you upset our guest, Schlong.
You upset our guest?
Oh, whatever. He offended me by saying I wasn't British. So it's mutual. Anyway, my question...
This is such a UK exchange. Jesus.
We're very hostile. That's why we live so far apart, us Brits. So.
Yeah.
They did put up a fence.
Go ahead. Ask your question.
What's your opinion on the London Underground?
I think I don't like going under. It just stinks of engine grease and Burger King, really. And piss.
True.
I like how it's like engine grease, piss, and Burger King is terrible smells.
True. I mean, the Docklands is all right. Yeah.
How do you differentiate the Burger King from the piss?
I don't know. It's slightly less tangy.
the piss or the Burger King?
I think the piss. It's got less of a foul aftertaste.
Oh, yuck. Larry, I have an actual question for you. Okay, so one of our server members, Tej, is asking a question in the DMs about your relationship to Pogo, one of our previous guests.
Oh, yeah. Who was Pogo? Oh, the Australian Pogo. Musical guy.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Apparently you know him?
Yeah, we follow each other on Twitter and that, and we subscribe to each other. He done some music for an animation thing I did for a Disney a couple of years ago as well. So I know through that. And he was going to come over and see me in England, but I couldn't. I couldn't do it because I was on holiday that day.
Okay. Oh. So that's the end of that.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
He was our first. Oh. He was our first guest.
Ooh.
Yeah. So how many guests have you had now?
About 70.
70.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And you're the best.
Oh, thank you.
I was going to say, I bet you feel a lot less special now.
Oh, yeah. History repeats itself. Try and you'll succeed. Never doubt that you're the one and you will find your dreams. You're the best around.
Nothing going to ever keep you down.
Thanks.
Ah. Oh.
That should be the cold open.
All right. You're also acquainted with a certain person named Stuart Ashen.
Yes. Has he been a podcast guest yet?
He hasn't. He is one of our requested guests that I think we've gotten him requested at least 3 or 4 times at this point.
Oh.
At least.
Okay.
That's there's no question there. I just noted that you are a collaborator with him. How did that get started, though?
Basically, in the early days of YouTube, I wrote to him and asked, do you want to do a sub for sub? And he told me to fuck off.
Oh.
And we become friends from that. But yeah.
All right. How is he not dead yet?
I think he's got a very large stomach. He comes from Norwich, and they're used to eating sort of foul food up there. So.
Okay. I don't envy his job. Like, it's entertaining, but I can't imagine it's a lot of fun to do at times.
I think he manages to survive. I think he's got a very strong gag reflex that helps his career. So,
yeah. I also appreciate his gimmick of the couch. It's kind of just like endearingly lo-fi. I don't know how to describe it.
Oh, he's only got one piece of that sofa left.
I guess they never show the whole thing, do they?
Well, there's only one bit left now. That's why.
You don't really have to. It's just the center of attention.
Yes. Just a brown, fluffy thing, really, he looks at now.
Speaking of brown, fluffy things, Joe, is your dog
kind of
under control
now? Oh, no, Toby's called the police now.
Toby's being good.
Okay.
Oh, okay, good.
Hey, Toby? Ah, now I miss him.
Well, don't try to rile him up again, Joe.
Who's a good boy?
Oh God!
Speaking of Doges, you ever invest in Dogecoin?
No, I don't know how to be honest. But have they just completely crashed or something? Have they Dogecoins or something?
Yeah.
Well, they're doing okay right now. Bitcoin is on the up and up.
Oh, okay.
If you want to invest in Dogecoin, by the way, you go to patreon.com/T1podcast.
Yeah, give us the money and we'll invest it for you.
I'm sure we will. Yeah. Joe, why would someone want to go to our Patreon, by the way?
Well, they can. I mean, really, one of the biggest reasons is that they join our $2 tier, which is only $2 a month.
Is it?
Oh, the $2 tier is only $2. Okay.
Yeah.
It's only $3.50.
So, sometimes the $2 tier is more, but
right
our $2 tier
two.
Is no hidden fees, no secret fees. And it gives you access to the episodes early, or as soon as they're finished.
That's true. You get early listening access. You get a special role in the Discord. You get Discord-only hangouts. You get a shout-out on air. You get a variety of really cool stuff.
And Lars will come to your house and hang out with you.
By the way, I forgot to mention this before, but Sterling Oliver has just increased his patronship to the $2 tier. So thank you, Sterling.
Ooh. Thank you.
And speaking of Sterling, if you wanted to join the Patreon $2 tier as a Brit. That's £1.58 as of June 26th.
Where does the sterling come from? Is pound sterling? Is that like...
We all are on a Jim Sterling, really. if you look on the back of a coin, it's actually Jim Sterling's face and profile. It's not the queen. That's a
sense.
False fact.
Do you guys have coin stars over there?
What are they, those counting machines?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have them, yes.
I used one of them for the first time yesterday, and there's like a 12% fee if you do it in cash. But if you do an Amazon gift card, there's no fee. So I had like $80 almost of change.
I bet that's a good racket to get into at this point because like banks won't count your coins anymore. So just charge people out the ass just to count them yourself.
Well, apparently some banks, according to my sister, some banks will count it for you. But then I went to the bank yesterday and they said they won't. So I recommend Coinstar. And we're not sponsored by Amazon or anything.
We're sponsored by Coinstar for all your coin counting needs.
Coinstar.t1podcast.com.
the number one podcast in CoinStar technology.
As I was putting the coins in, this lady who was working at the store came up to me, and she's like, because it was going on for a long, like, it takes a long time to get up to like $80. So like after like a few minutes, I'm at like $40 and I still had more coins. And the lady comes up, she's like, just so you know, we can't cash out more than $100. And I was like, oh, what if I'm doing an Amazon gift card? And she's like, it can't be more than $100 for cashing out. And I was like, oh, what about Amazon? And she's like, it can't be more than $100. I was like, it says 1,000 on the screen. And then this other lady comes up and I'm like, it says 1,000 on the screen. And she's like, oh yeah, that's fine. We just can't do $100 for cashing out. I said, but Amazon's fine, right? And she's like, yeah. So it was the best and the brightest at the Ralphs.
Well, thank you for that information.
I really appreciate that story, Joe. Thank you.
Cut it and put, just cut it. Just cut the story.
No, well, now I have to leave it in. Joe, is there anything else we should probably get to before the end of this podcast? Joe?
Schlong's got a second one, if that's possible.
Oh, you got a second question?
Is he coming
really?
Let's have Schlong back on.
Is he coming back in now?
Okay. Can we have... fuck's sake. I don't know if you guys are up for it, for Larry and Schlong, if you guys just want to like argue at each other, I think that would be like really entertaining, like a British way of arguing or something, or like
you scoundrel, sir.
Great.
Hello. You're a scoundrel, sir, and a charlatan.
A scoundrel and a charlatan. You, sir, I don't know.
I win this argument by default, sir.
I haven't had an argument in ages.
Really? How do you call yourself a Brit?
I don't know, just not talking to people.
Wait, I want to be the moderator. So this argument should be about traffic.
Traffic?
Go.
Oh, traffic is the best in the world. I just love sitting on the road and just... in a car and there's no way of moving at all. Absolutely. Just wasting my time. It's the best thing ever. You know?
I can't really argue with that. He's completely right. Sorry, you win this round.
All right. Schlong, do you have an actual question?
Yes. What's your best Mr. Gumby impression?
I don't... Oh, Mr. Gumby from Monty Python.
Yes.
Hello. I am. I am the podcast host.
Yeah.
Hello. Hello.
It's sort of turning into Brian Blessed there, though.
Hello.
Hello.
Gordon's alive.
What, are you retarded?
Do you have an actual question, Schlong, or is this just to be goofy?
I mean, that was my question. What's your best Mr. Gumby impression?
Oh, okay. Not very good, then.
No, I guess.
Do you guys have a favorite Monty Python movie?
Well, everybody says Life of Brian.
Mine's Holy Grail, actually.
Oh, okay, because most Brits prefer Life of Brian, and Americans like Holy Grail.
I like Life of Brian.
Americans are probably like their favorite is Holy Grail because it was co-directed by an American.
Oh, Terry Gilliam.
Yes. Was it? Yeah. I didn't even know that. Learned something new.
Yeah, Terry Gilliam, the animator.
All right, Schlong, can you go ahead and close it out with a good noisemaker?
Okay, then.
Wow.
Thank you, Schlong.
Did you just happen to know he had that on him?
Oh, yeah. He always has that on him when he asks a question.
That's like his thing?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right.
Ben Mee says he's never seen a Monty Python movie. You disgust me.
Oh, really?
You disgust me, Ben Mee.
I don't think you're allowed to be on the Discord anymore.
I think you should block him.
Always look at the bright side of life. Always look at the bright side of life. Always look at the bright
side of life. Always look on the bright side of life. Life's a piece of shit when you look at it.
Larry, what was your last meal?
What was my last meal?
Yeah, not like your death row meal, like the last one you'll ever eat, but like the last thing that you have eaten.
I think I had a cheese sandwich and a scotch egg.
Oh.
What is a scotch egg?
Pardon?
What is a scotch egg?
It's a hard-boiled egg wrapped in sausage meat and then wrapped in breadcrumbs.
I've never had that.
It's very
I've never
nice.
Even heard of that.
Yeah, it's very nice.
I hear they're delicious.
Yeah, they are nice. Fulton and Asum invented them for posh people to have picnics, but everybody has them now. But yeah, they're really nice.
That's
over
cool.
Over here, a cheese sandwich is kind of associated with like people who like haven't gone to the grocery store in a little while and they're kind of running out of food.
Yeah, sounds about right for me. So, well, I just couldn't be asked to make anything, cook anything, to be honest. That's what.
Yeah.
Do you shop at Tesco?
I do, yes.
I love Tesco.
Every little helps.
All the food is so cheap.
Yes. Well, we had Asda, who was owned by Walmart, but they've sold them recently.
I don't like Walmart.
Oh, and we have Sainsbury's and we have Morrison's. Those
you guys still have Poundland?
We do, but they merged with Pound World, I believe, or Pound Stretcher. Oh. Yeah.
Exciting.
This is an Ashen thing, is it?
You guys KFCs sell French fries.
They do, but we don't have biscuits. I don't like that. I want biscuits.
We have biscuits, but we only have potato wedges.
Well, I think by biscuits, he means cookies in America.
No, I meant actual proper biscuit, the biscuits you have. I want one of them.
Oh,
I knew what he meant based on context clues.
Yes. Do you have coleslaw as well? They do.
Yeah, we have that.
I like coleslaw.
When I was there two Christmases ago, I saw advertisements everywhere for KFC.
Yes, it was like the first big sort of chain that came over here.
Larry, if someone asked you to point to Kentucky on a globe, could you do it?
It's in the south, isn't it? Sort of,
ish, yeah. It's like the north area of the south.
I read a story about Colonel Sanders, isn't it? It's quite an interesting thing.
Yeah, interesting guy.
Yeah, he beat up his lawyer and shot the local gas station owner.
Makes decent chicken, though.
Yes. Well, not so, him personally.
It's forgiven.
Not him personally, because I don't want a fucking zombie cooking me chicken, so.
Well, yeah, you don't. No, he doesn't make the chicken anymore.
The colonel? No, he's
dead.
You made it sound like you had to do some research. Is he? Is it? Oh God, he's 130. I didn't know that. Is he still alive?
He's the oldest man in the world.
Yeah.
Well, probably not.
Oldest.
And he still works in the kitchen.
Well, that's how they make their profits. Really, they just get old people. They think they're dead, and just keep them in there until they actually do die, and then they'd have to pay anyone. And then they put them in the secret sauce.
Yeah.
I want to see my grandchildren. Just a little bit longer.
We're turning you into the gravy if you don't shut up.
Then all they have to do is if they want to get rid of them, just push them into the fryer and make it look like an accident.
Well, you wouldn't know anyway, because they're all melted old people, aren't they?
Delicious.
Yeah.
This is the part of the podcast where we talk about old people and how to make it look like an accident.
Somehow we always get here. I don't understand.
What kind of mic do you have?
Oh, yeah.
I have a Samson CO1U.
CO1U. That sounds professional.
It used to be. Well, it was about $150 when they came out, but I think they come down a bit.
That kind of looks like the Blue Yeti.
It's a bit better than Blue Yeti, as it doesn't break every 5 seconds.
I do have a Blue Yeti. It is breaking frequently, unfortunately.
I think the USB cord keeps falling out the back of it for most people, I heard.
Yeah, the USB cord is not the best. I think that's the problem. But that can be undone by getting a better cord.
Soon we're going to be upgrading mics, though.
Oh, glue!
Yeah, glue, I guess.
Lars, what mics are we upgrading to soon?
Rode Podcasters.
Oh, yes. I've got a Rode for my camera.
Nice. Do you like it?
Yeah, it's very nice. Yes, it looks like a dead cat.
Oh,
okay.
Because it has the furry part on it?
Yes. Yeah, it does. Yeah, no, I've actually, for filming stuff, I've bought their wireless lapel mics as well. You know, those ones you tie up and put over your collar. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Because when you said it looks like a dead cat, I was picturing like a mic that is shaped like the hard plastic is shaped like a dead cat laying on its side.
Why the fuck would anyone buy that? Oh, no, no.
But then I was like, that can't be right. And I thought exactly. About it a little bit longer.
No, it's that sock thing you put over it, that big furry thing. It's called a dead cat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the conclusion that I came to as well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Larry, do you have any interesting videos coming up?
No, not really, no.
Oh, never mind. Moving on.
No, I don't know. I'm doing one about... I've got a couple in the works. I'm doing one on games that are terrible games that got really high review scores and great games that got terrible review scores as well.
Oh, so it's going to kind of be like in a similar vein to the one about the suspicious review scores?
A little bit, but it's just making fun of the journalists reviewing them. Like one of them reviewed Mario Kart 64, GameSpy. Is it GameSpy? Yeah, GameSpot reviewed Mario Kart 64 and gave it like 6 out of 10 and complained the game was too... Yeah.
That seems low.
They complained the game was too easy. And you could tell that they played the entire game in 50cc. They didn't play anything else.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, did they try the different difficulty levels?
No, they didn't. They didn't mention that at all. So they obviously played it in the lowest difficulty setting and then complained it was too easy.
Didn't even know about the difficulty levels, probably.
Probably.
I was watching the video where you talked about the suspicious review scores and you covered the... I think it was called Darkfall.
Yeah, is that Eurogamer?
That was really interesting to me. Like, the idea that someone could play an MMO for, like, less than 2 hours and come to a conclusion that it's a 2 out of 10.
Yeah. It's some of them, what they do is absolutely, you know, shocking what they do. Some of the reviews.
Yeah.
Do you travel a lot?
Not really, no. Luckily, we're doing stuff on the internet. I can stay at home, but I get out and I do... been invited to do guests at stage shows and that and stuff lately. So
do you own like luggage for when you do, like a suitcase or like any like duffels, backpack?
These are weird questions. What do you want to know if I own a suitcase or not?
Well, I was wondering if there's a particular brand
he has ulterior motives for asking.
No. Oh. I was just wondering if there's a particular brand that you... Delsey makes a nice suitcase.
I don't know. I just borrowed my parents' ones, normally.
Yep.
Because it's not something you need all the time and that. No. So, yes.
Joe works for a hotel and has developed very strong feelings towards luggage over the years.
No, I haven't.
Yes, he has.
No, I have not.
Yep. He could not stand up right now, basically.
Yes, I could. Let's talk more about the luggage, though. What color is it?
Let's move on, please.
I don't know. Green.
All right, moving on.
Larry, if people wanted to go ahead and check out your stuff, let's say with the YouTube channel in particular, what's the best way to get there?
Well, for the URL, my YouTube address is youtube.com/Larry.
That's really cool that you got that. Yes. Wow.
Yes, basically, it's a vanity address, really.
Yeah.
Basically, if you find an account that's been banned or doesn't exist, you can ask your network to... pick it up for you and change it. It's a, you know, transfer thing.
That's really,
you
know, cool.
Oh, it. So yeah. It wasn't through YouTube, right? It was through...
Yeah, some guy in the very early days of YouTube got the name Larry and got himself banned.
Just to give people an overview, just real quick, in case they kind of forgot from the start of the episode, what kind of stuff can they look forward to seeing on that channel if they check it out?
It's basically anecdotal stuff, funny stories about the history of gaming, really. Just funny, weird stories that happened in the past and that.
Okay.
And a lot of stupid ones as well.
And are there any other URLs you'd want to plug, like a Twitter or anything else you're up to on the internet?
My Twitter is LarryBundyJR. And that's it, really. I don't have Snapchat or anything. Yeah, he wants to know my Pornhub.
Oh, yeah. Snapchat's pretty much dead. Don't worry about that.
Yeah. My Pornhub is ChunkyLover27.
Wonderful. Okay.